it was 12,000 people who cheered for the socialist at Liberty University in Virginia last night. Until this year, no major Democratic candidate had spoken at Liberty, which was founded by the late Reverend Jerry Falwell. But there was Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders, on the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, thumping the Bible at Liberty and getting an enthusiastic response.
Amos 5:24. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream.
I think, you know, like when he's talked about racism and rural poverty and inner-city violence and all that that's going on, I think it really resonated with students because as a Christian university, we are required to do, you know, Christian service where we go out into the town of Lynchburg and we see this, you know, firsthand. So I think it resonated with a lot of students, like that we notice the problem in our society and we believe, you know, as Christians, most of the students here believe that we live in a fallen world with sin, and that's why we see this poverty and this racism in the world. Bernie Sanders obviously doesn't agree with us on that, but I think we both agree on, you know, we have to stop it.
Nick Corisonetti, political news reporter for our partner, The New York Times, spoke with Liberty students and was in the audience when Senator Bernie Sanders spoke.
Right. Well, it was an interesting move for the Senator Sanders campaign to go there, but it fits into a little bit of the message that he's been trying to bring to everyone about income inequality being more than just a political issue. It kind of transcends politics in his mind. He uses Pope Francis a lot to refer to the idolatry of money, as he says. And, you know, as he talks about the haves and the have-nots and the growing income gap in the country, he frames it in a almost in a frame of morality that in his mind fit with, you know, some Christian values.
In the Pope's view, and I agree with him, we are living in a nation and in a world, and the Bible speaks to this issue, in a nation and in a world which worships not love of brothers and sisters, but worships the acquisition of money and great wealth. I do not believe that is the country we should be living in.
Now, is he customizing his message here, or is this a natural for him?
A little of column A, a little of column B. I think he always sticks to the same message. He's been saying the same thing for even 40 years. But what he did was he framed it a little bit more around, you know, Christian values, and when he kept using the word morality. And he's trying to speak to the new message that's been kind of resonating in a lot of young Christians and evangelicals, is that they're a little bit more stewards of their planet. They're a little bit more aware of the poverty and issues facing the country. And Sanders was hoping that that message and that platform would kind of transcend the social issues that do divide them.
So what are we to make of the thoughts of Will Young, this Liberty University sophomore you spoke with at the event?
I don't know about, you know, totally changing as in I would vote for Bernie Sanders in an upcoming election, but the whole stereotype of them being a socialist that doesn't agree with anything we believe on and who has no heart and, you know, doesn't care about Christians or doesn't see how we believe, I think that really changed. I think a lot of students understood that he doesn't have the worst in mind for America, that he really has a good heart.
So is there an openness in the electorate that you're seeing among conservatives to look outside the categories that they've been given really since the Reagan era in 1980?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that especially among the younger voters, you know, someone was talking to me yesterday at the event and they're like, you know, we're not our parents' Christian evangelicals. We're looking at the world through a slightly different viewpoint. And I think that's where you start to see them able to come to find common ground, which was the word that Senator Sanders used so much yesterday, to, you know, come together on these issues of morality, which he was trying to frame his income inequality statement on it. And it does resonate a little bit with students. They're starting to see that maybe we're not as divided as we used to be.
Nick Corisonetti is a political reporter for our partner, The New York Times. So thanks so much, Nick.
Thanks for having me, John.